listening to the BM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bmglobalnetwork.com. The BM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today, as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
You are listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for You. Love for you. Almighty God is love, the only true living God. There are three in heaven who agree, and these three are one true living God. And in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The heavens declare the glory of God to you, and the earth shows His care. For in the beginning, the Lord God, Jesus the Christ, who had become flesh. If you have never read the Gospel of John, every word God breathed, all of God's word is God breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, right living. I'll read it from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day, uttering speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Wherever you are born, wherever you are, no matter where, north, south, east, or west, the heavens reveal the glory of God to you, that there is an almighty creator. He created heaven and earth, and He created mankind. If you have never read, read Genesis 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created. The details you should read, and maybe at this time, we should. Genesis 1 and 2, God the Creator, the Father, the Lord God, and Holy Spirit, in the beginning, created. I'm turning here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Then God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning was the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the day, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herbs that yield seed, and fruit that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yielded seed according to its kind, and the trees yielded fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God saw them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly over the earth, across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters, turning page, abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, and cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us, the Father, Lord God, Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness, body, soul, spirit. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also, in every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. That was Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 2 caps it. Then the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God rested his work. Now, actually, it's God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which he had created everything. We will be taking a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them. We discover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You're listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for You. I'm your host, Myra Jean, coming to you live from Bold Brave Media, reading God's words. God's word. God spoke and created. In Genesis chapter 2, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of the life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out from Eden, and it watered the garden. It goes on to name these branches of the river. And it says, and the gold of that land is good. There is onyx, other stones. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, so I will make him a helper, companion for him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper compatible to him. And the Lord God created a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And the Lord God took one of his ribs from his side and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made unto a woman. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Chapter 3 introduces the enemy of God, the enemy of mankind. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden'?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it.'" Nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Half-truth. Eve added to what the Lord had said, "Not touch it." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant for the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of it and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. The first fear. From the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." The Lord said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not?" Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust, and the days, all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed, her seed. He shall bruise your head, the serpent's head, and you, the serpent, shall bruise his heel. Enmity, he, the Lord God, who would become flesh, full of grace and truth. To as many as receive the Lord God, Jesus the Christ, shall be forgiven of their sins, shall be restored to a right relationship with the living God, who will be born again of the Holy Spirit of God. The Lord God, Jesus the Christ, the only Lord God and Savior, came to restore mankind to life, to have a relationship with the only true living God. Life is to know him in spirit and in truth. To as many as receive the Lord Jesus the Christ, he gives the power, the right to become children of God, restored in a right relationship by his Holy Spirit. If you would, I'm going to repeat what the first part said in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day by day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where that voice is not heard. Jesus came. He was sent by God the Father so that we might be restored, so that we would become children of God, born again of his Holy Spirit. Romans 1 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of God's love for us. Romans 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, for all, whether they are Jew or Greek, whether they are Jewish or Gentile, all the nations of the earth. God longs for every nation, tribe, and tongue to come to him, to belong to him, to know him in spirit and in truth. For this indeed is life. We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
You are listening to the truth, love for you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind. If you would read, which I will in a little bit, Psalm 139, which shows how you were fearfully and wonderfully made when Jesus made the man and the woman, when of the man he made the sperm, of the woman he made the egg, and he made the ability of the union to create the human being. You're listening to the truth spoken in love for you. Jesus is the Lord God and Savior. There is no other Lord God and Savior. All who call upon His name, Jesus, are saved. For by Jesus all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, to all who call upon his name, Jesus, are saved and are redeemed as children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit of God. For then we are in Christ, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things Christ may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, to reconcile you, to reconcile me. Things, whether on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And I once was alienated and an enemy of God. And if you are still alienated, then you are still an enemy of God, and God does not want any to be lost, but all to come to the knowledge of the truth. Be reconciled to the living God through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. Call upon Jesus' name. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I want to listen to you, to come and follow you, for you are the Lord God and Creator, Savior. Save me. Forgive me of all sin. Grant your Holy Spirit to be my counselor, my comforter. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. For Christ became flesh, Christ, the Messiah, the Lord God, who in the beginning spoke everything into being, and who says, who speaks right now, come unto me, Jesus. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, my will upon you. Learn from me, and you will find rest, peace, forgiveness, new life. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. If you have not read the book of Romans, it gives much encouragement, for there will be troubles on this earth, trials, but with Christ's strength, that He gives by His Holy Spirit. We need not fear. We need not. It's here. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. For there's no partiality with God. For as many who have received Christ, there is no more condemnation. All sin forgiven. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Reading from Romans 8, going over to 23. Let us also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, we groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Christ redeems our souls, giving us the Holy Spirit of God. And we look forward to the hope that one day we also will have our bodies restored and even creation will be made new. And as in Revelation speaks of, Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. For He is creating a new heaven and a new earth for all who turn and listen, who come to Him, who follow Him. And His desire is that multitudes from every nation, tribe, and will come, will receive Him as their Lord God and Savior, and be redeemed, and live with Him in the new heaven and earth. There's a song, right now, Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Jesus, who knew no sin, bore our sin on His own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live unto the righteousness of God in Him. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. In the world you will have trouble, but Jesus says, take courage. I have overcome the world. And who is he who overcomes? He who has faith faith, the gift Jesus gives when we receive Him as Lord God and Savior. Jesus, I come. I receive you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, drawing, calling me. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine, and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you. The love of Almighty God. He demonstrated His love through sending His only begotten Son into the world that we would live through Him. To as many as confess their sin, He gives forgiveness. And God desires that all nations, tribe, and tongue would even look up and see that the heavens declare the glory of God and come and turn to Him, Jesus, the Christ, the Creator, the only Lord God and Savior. In 1 John 4, here is a warning. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which we have heard is coming and is now already in the world. We are of God who are in Christ Jesus. We know God hears us, and he who is not of God does not hear us. But by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God. Everyone who loves God and knows God. He who does not love does not love God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifest toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. For this we know, that we abide, live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Holy Spirit. And here John is speaking of the disciples. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us through Christ, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as Christ is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love Christ because he first loved us. And he loves you. Come unto him and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begat, who loves him, who is begotten of him. For by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith. For by grace we are saved. Excuse me. Through faith. And that not of ourselves. Faith is a gift. When we receive Jesus as Lord God and Savior, he gives us his Holy Spirit and the gift of faith, the power to believe, to know him in spirit and in truth. We will see him one day, all who have come to him and acknowledged him, Jesus, Lord God and Savior, I come. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Jesus says, I am coming again. and for all who come to me now will live eternally. Come, Lord Jesus. I come, Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord God and Savior. Fill me with your love, for you are love. Fill me with your love for you, rightly loving myself and others. Jesus says, come, follow me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth. Come, Lord Jesus, I receive you. He loves you.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
You've been listening to the BM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BM Global Network Company.